the next item on the agenda, third item on the agenda is a report by Grant Thorne. Grant Thorne is our auditor that does both the audit, they're, in fact, right now, they're in the middle of the audit of the Brazos River Authority, in general, the big audit, but they also audit our pension plan. And they get that back, our plan has a, ending period, it ends in February 28th, and it ends in the middle of a, sort of our fiscal year, if you will, it's just always been set up that way. So this is for the year ended February 28th, 2006, and Kerry Ray, who's with Grant Thorne's gonna be here, to make that presentation and talk to you a little bit about the annual audit. I believe the audit is in your book, and, there's also a PowerPoint presentation.
Just motion, now we go with that.
I apologize, with the license, but it looks like this is so, here we don't have any mention of the actual. Basically, just wanted to know the results of the audit, they have some financial highlights information included here, that, you know, as mentioned, this is as of February 28th of 2006, so it's a little old information, it shouldn't be even, too exciting. And then other professional standards are required to make certain communications to this committee, I'll go through those at this point in time, just overall, there were issues, there were problems, the audit went very smoothly, and there was issue when I asked how you, required from that. We will be issuing unqualified opinions, complete, we received draft of the financial statements, from our perspective, that draft is ready to issue, it's been through our review process, management has reviewed it, so unless this committee likes, any comments or changes that they want to see incorporated in that document, from our perspective, we're ready to issue anything on that. As part of our audit, we always consider the internal control structure. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. As part of, our audit procedures, we always consider the internal control structure, so we're gonna let you know that during that process, we did not note any significant deficiency or material weaknesses, with regards to the plan, and that's good, and this is related to the internal control. And we have no scope limitations as we perform our work, management provided us with access to any information we needed, in order to get to where we felt like, we had completed our audit. Unresolved audit issues and our critical area, which I think is kind of intuitive, is investments for this plan, that's what your primary asset is. So that's where we spend most of our audit work, our hours remaining spent on investments and making sure that those balances are presented appropriately. And again, this is for the year ended 2/28/06. This just seems to break out as the defined contribution piece, of the investments. One thing, you may have noted if you had a chance to read the financials, the main change we have this year is, that GASB 40 was implemented, and this is a statement that requires some additional disclosures, it does not change any financial statement numbers, and that's described in Note C from page 14 and forward in the draft, and like I said, it's just, primarily relating to risk, credit risk, interest rate risk, just an additional disclosure we put in the financial statement notes. This is the same slide, just for the defined contribution or defined benefit component. Again, the movements that you'll have year on year, generally gonna be driven by our contribution and your investment returns and then offset by any distributions that are made for this next year. That's the breakout of investment income. It's a pretty consistent year on year, other than appreciation of your value was a lot better for the 06 year than it was for 05. And these are the contributions. They're again pretty consistent year on year, not a whole lot of movement. Required communications. We have a responsibility under generally accepted auditing standards to make these communications to you. There were no changes in significant accounting policies this year. The only change, as I mentioned, was the adoption of GASB 40, which was a disclosure item only. There are no significant judgments or estimates included in this report. Sometimes in financial statements, if you have reserves and things of that nature, they will be judgments, and that's not the case here. There were no significant audit adjustments, nor were there any past audit adjustments. We had no disagreements with management. To our knowledge, management did not consult with any other auditors on any accounting issues, and if they had done so, we were aware of it. We would let you know at this time. We had no difficulties in performing the audit. We did not perform any management advisory or consulting type services. If we have not, so we did inform you that this time as well. And we did not do any instances of fraud during our audit procedures. Does anybody have any changes to the financials that you want to discuss as far as, you know, sometimes people read the disclosure, don't think it's unclear, maybe it could be phrased better, would be more than happy to, but if there's any financial questions that you may have.
I